Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So I just saw the Sing Song Blue movie, and I have thoughts and opinions about this movie. I thought it was a biopic about Neil Diamond and his life. It ended up being a movie about the love story of a tribute band about for Neil Diamond, and they were called Thunder and Lightning, and their love story was amazing. But like coming in, and I thought like through the trailer it was going to be about Neil Diamond's life, and Hugh Jackman was going to play Neil Diamond, and Kate Hudson was going to be one of his wives. So, completely different than what I thought was going to happen. Overall, I thought the movie and the acting and everybody involved did a fantastic job in the movie. Everybody sang well, everybody acted well. Hugh Jackman did amazing as always. So did Kate Hudson. She did amazing as always. And all the other actors and actresses involved in the movie did an amazing job. So I would, if I were you, go see it. Again, as someone that's not a Neil Diamond fan, I did enjoy the movie. I was just confused because I thought it was a biopic. But it ended up not being a biopic. And also, like me, I saw, A Beautiful Noise, which is the musical based on Neil Diamond, and I hated that. So I came in thinking, like, okay, I'm gonna like the acting and the singing from the people involved, but I'm not going to like the movie because I did not like the musical A Beautiful Noise. But overall, I thought it was a good movie. I will talk more about everything in a bit, but this is my overall review. Good movie. Probably will be Oscar nominated. I will give it a 4 out of 5. Like I said, the acting, everything was amazing. And now here's the spoiler alert. I'm gonna end this here and then finish my review. And the next part is going to be the spoiler section of what happened in the movie. So if you do not want to hear spoilers, skip the next part. Continuing on, this movie, it felt like it was going to be a biopic, and I even rewatched the trailer, and it looked like it was going to be a biopic about Neil Diamond and him and one of his wives, because I know he was married more than once, and it was like a true story. I was like, okay, so not a Neil Diamond fan, don't like Neil Diamond, but it's gonna be a biopic about him and one of his partners, right? One of his relationships, one of his marriages. And even we watching the trailer 4 times, I'm like, that's what it's about. That is what the movie is. Hugh Jackman was playing Neil Diamond, and Kate Hudson was gonna play one of his wives, and we were probably gonna see all the other marriages and stuff like that. And that's not what happened. The trailer was very misleading. I didn't think that this movie was about a guy who's a alcoholic starting a tribute band for Neil Diamond, because he's a huge Neil Diamond fan, and him and his wife doing this whole tribute band thing, and we hear some like spoilers. Hugh Jackman plays a man called Mike, who's an impersonator, and this is in Wisconsin, and this is one of his like sober birthdays. He doesn't want to perform being an impersonator for Don Ho. I don't know who that is, but he does not want to do that. It's his sober birthday, 20 years of being sober, so he wanted that day off or to do impersonate someone else that day. He meets a woman named Claire, who's a Patsy Cline. Again, I don't know who Patsy Cline is either. Impersonator. And again, for all these people, I feel like I'm too young. But I've heard who Neil Diamond is. I've heard who, but not my time. But again, I only know like Sweet Caroline. So what I found out, because we went to one of his sober meetings in a movie, in the beginning of the movie, is that he sings a song every year when he goes to a meeting, or if he can't, on the day of his sober birthday. And the song is called Song Blue. And he's like, it's not a sad song, it's a glad song that he wrote, and he sings it every year on his sober, not his actual birthday, but his sober birthday. And he sings that, and that's why I believe the movie is called that. He was also in the army. We don't know why. He got a divorce, he has a daughter. His daughter stays the whole year with her mom, and then the summer with Mike. And I believe why they got a divorce was because he was an alcoholic, and I guess like when he became sober, it was after the divorce. But again, like everybody kept saying that, Mike, you look like Neil Diamond, you look like Neil Diamond, you look like Neil Diamond, you should be a Neil Diamond impersonator. So him and Claire together start a Neil Diamond tribute band. And he is called, so they're called Thunder and Lightning. And he is Thunder and she is Lightning, and that's what they call each other. And we pretty much, the whole movie is based on their love story, and their love story getting together. Claire has two children from a previous relationship. She struggles with mental health as well. I don't know if that's the reason why her and her other husband got divorced. But I feel like that maybe might have been part of it, if I could remember. And also, he wasn't supportive of her music career, like being an impersonator plus wanting to do singing. So that's why they didn't work out. but her daughter does a lot of Rachel does a lot of the helping and so Rachel helps her mom a lot, take care of her little brother. And everything like that. Henderson and everything. So everything. Rachel has a lot of the health caretakers. So like when the mom is Claire is busy, kind of has to get food on the table, working and stuff like that. Rachel is there to be there to help support in any way possible. Angela, who is Mike's daughter, again, he only has one child. They decide, and by day, I'm talking about Claire and Mike. He decided to, let's have our children meet. And Rachel's like, no, I don't want to. And she's like, no, come on, be nice, da da da. And once they meet, Rachel and Angela, they become best friends. Like, when you watch the whole movie, if you decide to watch the whole movie or watch the movie at all, like, you will see, like, once they meet to the end, they stay in each other's lives and become sisters and really good friends, and they stay in each other's lives and they're there for each other through every single thing, so which is really a great bond that they two share. So Claire and Mike end up getting married, staying together, relationship, business relationship, and marriage, personal relationship goes really great. It's a very healthy, supportive marriage. And the hard time, the climax, a story can't only have ups. You have your downs too. And the down thing that happens and everything, they're doing great. They're thunder and lightning. I'm not gonna spoil everything, but I'm gonna do the main points. Tribute band for Neil Diamond is going great. It's going fantastic. They opened up for. Let me get this band correct for you guys. For a metal band. Called I believe the name of the band was Pearl Jam. I might be wrong with that, but it was a metal band who also the lead of that of the metal band was is a fan of Neil Diamond, and when they they opened up for, that was like their big break. They opened up for this metal band, and a lot of people liked them. And then the lead singer came up and sang a song with them, and like the whole crowd was ecstatic. But like I said, like the really like downfall and like very like depressed and like what's gonna happen next, or like the really sad part of the movie is Claire once goes to plant flowers because their house is looking like not that cute looking, because it's just a house. There's no color. The house is like wood, like bland, boring. She wants to plant flowers, and a drunk driver, like at like think of like noon or like noon, comes and hits her. And I'm like, dude, I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but like, please don't drink and drive. Also, like, drink some water. Also, if you know you can't, I know it's like it's probably like the early like 50s or whatever. I don't know what year it was specifically, but like, still, like, if you're gonna go behind the wheel and drive, when like, at least don't go fast. Like, I'm not condoning drinking and driving. Don't do that. That's terrible. But you should be drinking some water. Like, you could have, you could literally killed her life. So what happens to Claire is she loses a leg, and then she becomes depressed because losing her leg, she forgets that she lost a leg. She becomes very depressed. Her attitude changes. She doesn't want to get out of bed, and they keep calling her to do physical therapy to like work with her, like I forget the name, the portable leg, like the amputated leg, to help her walk. She'll walk differently, but like to how to walk with that. She doesn't, it gets to the point like, and she's taking like medication and everything like that, which also changes her mood. She gets to a point like she misses singing. She lets the, because she lost her leg, her leg, like that, she makes it, that has like took her singing from her, that she gets to the point that like she's like hallucinating, performing, and she walks out of the house, and she's like, not walk, but like crawls out of the house because she's hallucinating. And they get her into a facility to help, and when she gets out of the facility, she becomes better. And during that time, because again, they don't do the Thunder and Lightning tribute band anymore, Mike is trying to find other ways to get Buddy and income. Rach is like has her job. We will figure out that like the boyfriend that she had at the time, she got pregnant from him. She is going to give that baby off for adoption, which she does. And her mom, Claire, you know, when she's fully better, Rachel tells her mom. Mom's supportive there to delivery until she has to give her child up for adoption. So Mike is doing karaoke. There's a dad, he got hired because the dad of the Asian karaoke club, big Neil Diamond fan, and he lets Mike do a very a night that he does New Diamond. And like during, like before Claire goes to rehab, she's very envious of him. Like he gets this help perform. And that becomes a fight. So Mike quits that. He goes back to it when Claire comes back to rehab. Because Claire's like, okay, I'm now realize from rehab and the facility that I let my injury take my voice from me. Like, the thing I love the most, which is singing, and I'm not gonna let that. So she walks with her leg practice, gets go to physical therapy, 180, asks Mike if she can join him doing the karaoke in the Asian restaurant. He says, yes, I miss doing it with you. I just say, Mike, I don't do I'm Only Thunder, because we were Thunder and Lightning, and that was our thing together that I'm doing together with you, and I don't do it with anyone else. And they continue at it until they're back. They do their comeback, and then randomly one day another new drunk driver almost hits her while she's trying to plant, to the point like at the end of the movie she's like has her daughter every time she's planning plans to like watch to make sure she doesn't get hit. She's like, and like the second time she almost gets, she starts laughing and be like, oh, so for some reason someone, like the universe or something, is trying to kill me. And she's like, no, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm gonna live my life. I'm not gonna go back into being depressed. And then this is another act we see of if we are now in 2026, guys. If you're going out and you're planning on drinking a lot, take Uber. I know Uber can be excessive, but take Uber. It's not risk your life or someone else's life. You can either kill them or make them paralyzed. Okay? And then, again, an Uber might cost you $100, but a DUI will cost you thousands. Going to jail will cost you thousands. A funeral will cost you thousands. Don't be selfish. You can drink, but don't drink and drive. It's not safe. And if you drive, you drink and then you get intoxicated and you don't have available ride home, make sure like you pack in your car, you know, a lot of water bottles, a lot of water, anything that will help you somewhere. Wait it out, have a lot of water so that you can drive home safe, that you won't kill people. That is my PSA. Don't drink and drive. It's not safe for anybody. Okay? Anyway, back to the story. So they continue. There's one thing that Mike has not told anyone, and Rachel found out because when they took Claire to the hospital after she got hit with a car, and that he has heart issues. And it's probably, in my opinion, from two things. I'm not sure, they don't cover it. It's probably because he was in the war, and also probably because he was an addict and he stopped drinking. I don't know. He was drinking heavily and he stopped. I don't know specifically, but I think so. It was because of that. And he struggles with not panic attacks, but like heart attacks, where he has to get they have to use a machine to like bring him back to life. So he's having that happen. Richard does the machine, the electricity to really relive his heart. Sorry. And he does. He has a heart attack again later on in the movie. So again, they're back in. They're thriving. To the point that they are selling out. Their manager said, oh, we have this place where, you know, you, again, it might not be Pearl Jam. It's a heavy metal rock band. Like, and they were like, oh yeah, Neil Diamond is performing in our bigger venue in town. You're gonna be performing in our smaller venue. Think of it like House of Blues or anything like that. One of your smaller venues. House of Blues, any small venue like that, or Hard Rock, or another one I can name is The Stage 74. So any like small venue like that, and they have two shows, they sell out, and they're like, this is another alternative. Like, if you can't get tickets or Neil Diamond is sold out, you guys can come here. And Neil Diamond hears about them and wants to meet them after their show and his show. The day of that show, Mike, while getting ready, has a heart attack so bad that he hits his head, and bleeding from his head, his daughter Rachel, like stepdaughter Rachel, is like, you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. He tries to dab off the bleeding. And when he's performing one of the Neil Diamond songs, I don't know what it's called, he like goes to the floor, like, but performative, but he's like, hey, you help me. Can you help me? And Rach looks at him because Rach was there during his first performance. Like, wait, is he okay? Or is this performative? Or is he having a heart attack? What's happening? And he was like, help me, he's okay. They're driving to meet Neil Diamond in person, all excited. And then Mike is like, this is gonna be great. This is gonna be fantastic. This is like, he's having a normal conversation. And then they get there. Gonna want to meet Neil Diamond again. Mike's excited. That's his hero. That's his role model. That's like his idol. Like someone that he would like to meet. For me, I have a lot. One would be Demi Lovato. And for me, and literally, I believe the head injury plus like a heart attack earlier plus his heart was going too fast, and I feel like it was a warning when he was on stage and he was like, oh yeah, he's actually needing help, and he dies in the car. What I think is the when he went with Rach and was like, oh, having the heart attack, they should have gotten a doctor, and he should have went to get that looked at, so like the doctors could have given him like medication or something to like help with his heart, so he wouldn't have died and have met his hero. So I feel bad for him and his whole family like that. And during like all Claire's issues, and I know like, and all the bad things that were happening in his life, he stayed sober. So I believe like it was like 22 to 24 years. So he was sober until he died. So even through like Claire's like issues and everything, he still stayed and remained sober. So I'm proud of him for doing that. Claire at his funeral played a song that Sweet Caroline, and made it a tribute to her husband Mike and how they loved each other and they were there for each other through everything, through the good times, the bad times, the hard times, the difficult times, the sad times, everything, etc. But overall, this was a really good love story of Claire and Mike and their love story. My issue with this movie only was, again, the trailers. They described it as, you know, Neil Diamond, and how they filmed everything, it looked like it was a Neil Diamond biopic. And even like if when you see my podcast, it will be under the category as biopic, because how it was advertised and everything like that was biopic-y. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna learn more about Neil Diamond, even though I'm not a fan of Neil Diamond. And I did not like the Beautiful Noise, the musical. Like, I'm not a Neil Diamond fan whatsoever. Do not like Neil Diamond at all. Like I said, the acting, the singing, everything about the movie was great. I'm alone. Movie-wise, if I'm gonna take the biopic and the like bad advertising on their part, I would give this movie a 4 out of 5, because it was a good movie overall. But if I'm putting it as how they advertised it and like I felt misled, I would give it a 3. Because, so I'm giving this movie 2 scores. I'm giving it a 4 because it's a great movie. People should watch it. But again, it's about the love story of a tribute band and for Neil Diamond called Thunder and Lightning, having with Claire, Hair, and Mike. It's not about Neil Diamond at all, just for you guys to know. And if you go in that aspect, then it's 4 out of 5. But if you go in there thinking it was a biopic, you're gonna be disappointed, and it's gonna be a 3 out of 5. And when I went to go see it, I think a lot of people throughout the world, is not a Neil Diamond biopic. It is a movie about the love story of the tribute band for Neil Diamond called Thunder and Lightning, and that's why there were not a lot of people in the theater. Again, bad advertisement does cost you with points with audience and people not showing up. But overall, I think everybody did a great job. I think it could be nominated for Oscars, maybe not because of low ticketing, because of false advertising. But for this movie, I'm giving 2 scores. The overall score of 4 out of 5, because it was a good movie overall, but it being misled and everything, thinking it was a biopic that didn't end up being a biopic, 3 out of 5. So I hope you guys had a great Christmas and New Year's, and everything is going great for you guys. My next film that I am going to do is going to be the Springsteen one, whenever that comes out for streaming. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.